It's my prayer to gain an understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. And I will be sharing with us what I titled, or what I call, three practical ways to hear from God. I said three practical ways to hear from God. We all know God speaks to us, and we all know how he speaks to us. Some of us, maybe vision, dream, like some of us have shared this morning. Some of us, maybe true things around us, but we know God speaks to us, right? We all agree. Yes, God speaks to us. And I've seen instances when my wife will say, "You are not hearing me." But I tell her, "I hear you." He said, "No." I said, "What do you mean that I'm not hearing you?" He said, "Okay, repeat what I've just said." And unfortunately, most of the time, I miss it. He said, "You see, I told you, you are not hearing me." It was then I now discovered that, oh, truly, I can say my physical ear is open, but am I actually hearing? Maybe not. Then many a times, yes, I hear, but the time I hear, she will tell me, "It is now you are listening to me." Oh, I say, wow. So there's difference between hearing and listening. He say, "Yes." Okay. So each time you now say, "Are you hearing me?" And I say, "Yes." And I now repeated the same thing she has said. He said, "Hey, you're not listening to me." And I now realize that this is the way God deals with us. Many a times we say we hear him, but we don't listen. So hearing is one thing, listening is another thing. With our physical ear, we hear, like you are hearing what I'm saying now. But I can assure you, many of you are not listening, because it is with your heart you listen. Praise God. It is with your heart you listen, but with your physical ear, you hear. But God is saying he wants us to hear him this month. Which means if you hear him, you will listen. And when you say you have listened to God, it means your heart has been transformed by what you hear him speak to you. And it's my prayer that that would be each and every one of us experience this month in the name of Jesus. Open your Bible with me to Luke chapter 8. And to those of us who are here on time, you will agree with me that the Lord God is already here speaking to us, because we have quoted this very passage and we have read from this passage. So I read in Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, and I read verses 8 to 10. Luke 8, 8 to 10. This is the word of Jesus Christ. He says, "Still, other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted." When he had said this, he called out, "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." His disciple asked him what this parable meant. He replied, "You, me, you, those of us that are here, either online or you are right here now, we are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God. But I use parables to teach the others, so that the scriptures might be fulfilled." May the Lord bless the reading of his words. You and I are permitted to hear and understand the secrets of the kingdom of God. So we are privileged. Tell your neighbor, you are privileged. That is to the extent that you are prepared to open your ear and listen with your heart. Then how do we get this secret? We get to hear the secret of the word of God from the word of God. And that was why I said those of us that were here this morning, we are privileged. Some of these things were discussed even at the Sunday school. hearing the word of God. And we have been told, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word. But why is it that some of us, we claim to hear, but by the time we act out, we do know that you don't have an understanding. We do know that you just hear for hearing's sake. In the place that I was born, originally from Nigeria, amen. They used to say it in my own part of that place, that word is said in half to an understanding child. But when that child goes on, process it, ruminate over it, ponder over it, becomes whole. And that is exactly what Jesus was saying here. Just said, look, to the crowd, I talk to them in parable. But for you are mine. For you are the privilege. I am going to reveal the secrets of the word to you. It is when you have those secrets of the word that you can understand. Otherwise, you just remain as part of the crowd. My brothers and sisters, I can bring it to us clearly that many are just in the crowd today, even though they say they belong to God. They preach to them, they hear sermons in many diverse ways, but no understanding. And if there is no understanding, you are not hearing. The word is just passing through your ears. And that's exactly what was my experience with my wife when we say, what did I tell you now? And you didn't hear. The word was just passing through. And sincerely, in all honesty, most of the time, it's just passing through. My heart is not in what she was saying. Like many of us. Many will sit in the congregation, especially in the crowd. They are not hearing what the pastor is saying. They are there hearing what they want to hear based on their own interest. Oh, what did that woman wear today? What did that pastor preach today? What did that? No. We need to listen with the heart to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. And that was why Jesus called the disciple. It was the disciple Jesus was talking to now. Can you imagine that the disciples were there? They are just hearing, but no understanding. They are hearing, but no understanding. And Jesus said, look, I am going to tell you. There are meanings to what I've just said in parable to those of you that belongs to me. And one of the things that God himself has given to us that belongs to him is his word, the Bible. The Bible. But how do you hear him from the word? Those are the practical ways I want to share with us. One, when you read this Bible, you hear God speak to you. Or you are just reading for pleasure. Or you are just reading it as an history book. If that is how you are doing it, then you are making a mistake. And this is the problem we have in the church today. Many read the Bible out of context. And if you do, you will not hear God speaks to you from the word. And this is how many, particularly those who are out to profit or to make merchandise of the word, just pick one out of context and make people to run with it. If you want to understand the scripture fully, please take time to read from one point where there is a full stop. Then go on to the end until you get to another full stop. Don't just go and pick a verse in the middle. If you do that, you won't get it. And if you want to really get the word, read before, read after that word, put it in context based on what happened at that time. bring it back to what is happening today, you will discover that the word that Solomon was telling us, after even all of the knowledge and wisdom he has gained from God, is so true that there is nothing new under the sun again. But for you to hear the word of God, you must be prepared to read the word in context. That is one practical way. And when you are reading in context, you are looking for what has happened before, what happens after that, that you are focusing on. Then, if you pay closer attention and you open your heart, not only will you hear, you will understand. Then you gain an understanding. Then the second way, what does that word really mean? That passage you are looking at, what is the meaning to the original audience? Why was Jesus using the parable of the sower, wanting to gain the attention of the crowd? Because they can relate with that. They know what it means to go and farm in those cultures. Just like some of us. If I want to talk to my son right now that they grew up in this environment, I want to use things around here to bring my message to them. Right? That was exactly what Jesus was saying. That, okay, this is a sower. You know what it means to go and sow. You can begin to throw your seed there and there. But at the end of the day, when Jesus was interpreting that word, he said the seed is not just my wheat, it's just not my corn, it's my word. It's my word. If you hear me, if my word is coming through your ear unto your heart, the question now is, what is the state of your heart at that point in time? Is it just a roadside? Yeah, you just hear it. Yeah, you're happy with it for that moment. At another time, yeah, I've had it. It's true, but do I really care? I have so many things to take care of, so let me just go be busy with my life. If this is how your heart is, you are just hearing, you will never have understanding, it will never make meaning to you. So we need to understand, what does that word mean? What does this passage mean to me now? Don't take it to be, it is just an history that happens back then. Because these are some of the heresies many people are now preaching. They will tell you, those are stories of the past, it's not applicable to today's world. Like our brother was saying, they will tell you it's old. It's not old. It may have happened many years ago, but it's as relevant as at what time and as of today, if you will allow your heart to be open and gain understanding. And the last one practical way for you to gain and hear from the word of God is, how does it apply to me now? And this is the emphasis we have here in Jesus' palace. How does this word apply to me now? Am I bearing fruit? Is my fruit in the order of hundredfold? If yes, what are these fruits? If no, why is it that I can't produce that fruit in the order of hundredfold? This is where we can gain an understanding from the word of God. And when we can get it to this level, we are now hearing from God through the word. There are other means through which we can hear from the word of God, from God. But today, my focus is on the word. That is the Bible, the scripture. Don't just take it. Many people will say, oh, give, it shall be given unto you. Good men, you're pressed together, drinking together, because they want to come and take offering. Go and ask, how do they come to that point? How do they come to that point, to that scripture? If you don't, before you know it, they will just psych you up. They will empty your account before you realize it. It is that, yes, I am to give. To what cause? Ask yourself. Is it to something that will profit the kingdom? Or is it something that somebody wants to just spend on their own frivolities? Yes, I am to give. How? Is it of compulsion? No, Because the word says no. It must come from your heart what you want to give. So when somebody now comes to you and preaching, oh, in the name of God, I see you going higher. I see you running to your millions. But the 5,000 you have now, just bring it out and come and pledge it. It's a lie. It's a lie, my brother and my sister. But if you read the word of God in context, if you read the word of God, understanding what it means, even as at that time and now, and you can apply it to yourself, then you get a greater understanding. So that if any man or woman is coming in the name of, I am a big bishop, I prophesied to that one, when I spoke to that one, and I told him, go forth on Monday, you hit your millions, and hit millions. Oh, no. We need to have an understanding of what the word is saying. And that was why Jesus told them, don't make it about me spreading my wheat or my corn on the road or on the rock. It is about my word in your heart. This morning, how is this word affecting you now? That's what you should ask yourself. In this situation, how is it affecting me now? We have had a lot during this Sunday school. Oh, it is to show love. It is to show charity. The question, am I showing love now? Okay, your brother is not here. Your sister is not here. How do I want to show him love in the way? Should I call him or does she need to call me? Or should I lift him or her in prayer? That is how we hear from God. And I've told many of us, some of us, if you are in a church and God is showing you certain things, that might be what God wants you to do in that place. And when I say showing you certain things, oh, I noticed today, you are very few. Why is it that people are not coming? Then God is saying, my son, I've shown you that. Will you do something for me now? I know many of you will say, oh, but I don't have the list of members. I don't. But then, ask. You can call the ushers, you can call me, or anybody you think you can have such information. At that point in time, you're already living for God. You're already practicing the word. Hallelujah. Does this make meaning? Like last Sunday, I was telling us, let's go. You don't preach on Sunday like me, fine. But you can still preach in the course of the week. Do Google review. Send messages to your friend. Oh, yesterday I was in church. I just heard this word. It says, with hear you hear, but with the heart you understand. What a profound word for me. Share it with them. They will begin to think. So you can actually hear, and you are not listening. You know, this is the way to promote or to share the word today. And it's my prayer that as we go in the week, the Lord God will help us. He will help me in the name of Jesus. Then the last of the challenge I'm giving us as we go in the week is, even after you have understood what the passage is saying and what it means and how you are going to how it applies to you, I want you to respond to God. That's the one I just gave a practical example now. Respond. God does not just speak carelessly or show us things for showing sake. It means he wants us to do something. And that is where the response comes in. Are we going to respond in the week when God is showing you, do this? Oh, rise up to your feet now and pray. Maybe you have studied a passage in the book of Psalm. You have seen the heart of David in it. And you have seen how it's affecting you. And God is now saying, oh, I've seen myself in this. Then you respond. And that response is, you are taking a step. You are making a move. Some of us, it could just be a text message. It could just be a phone call. It could just be a prayer at that time. I pray the Holy Spirit will help you. It will help me to respond appropriately in the name of Jesus. Hearing from God. By his grace, if Jesus has not come, come next Sunday. We'll continue on this teaching. And I am praying that the Lord God will enlarge our hearts. Not only are we going to hear, we are going to understand, and we will respond accordingly in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Let's bow our head. If you are here this morning, you have not given your life to him. Will you respond to him now? Are you prepared to respond to him? If yes, just speak to God now and say, God, I'm hearing it. I'm hearing the word of salvation in a diverse form now, in a different way. I've been hearing before, but I don't have an understanding. My heart has become that of a stony one. You know, the seed fell. In other words, the word fell on your heart. You are happy with it. You are rejoicing now. But before you know it, by Monday evening, everything is choked out. Talk to God and say, God, help me. Give me an in-depth of how to hear you, of how to understand you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let's pray that prayer. Or you don't understand how the word of God applies to you. Pray that, Father, I just want to have an understanding. I don't just want to be the hearer of your word only, but a doer of it. Please, Lord, grant me the grace. The doing part is so important. And this is where men will see that indeed we are children of light. Please, Lord, help us. Thank you, our Father. Oh, blessed, blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Yeah, our time is far spent. And thank you for listening. And we still have a couple of things to do before we go. We have a baby dedication, like we said. And today is our special Thanksgiving. So we'll be calling the family of the INEs for their baby dedication. And what that means is, as a church, we want to rejoice with them. We pray over the child again. And the Lord God bless you as you join them rejoicing. And your joy will come in Jesus' mighty name. Let's rise to our feet and stretch and rejoice with them. Yes. Let's rise to our feet, stretch your leg, be prepared to dance, because people will come and dance with you too one day. All our life, God has been faithful, he's so good to us.